Welcome to Infinite Scale, the ultimate guide to growth for managed service providers. In this series, MSP entrepreneur James Vickery and author of Infinite Scale shares what he has learned about taking control of your business so you can break free from the tools, win more customers, and be more profitable. Hey everyone, it's Patrick Doherty here again with James Vickery. Hi James.
Hey Patrick.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing real great, man.
That's good. So let's go. Let's talk more about outsourcing. Last episode, we talked a lot about why outsourcing can be an important way to sort of scale and grow your business. But obviously, just appointing an outsourcer is not going to solve your problems. There's a lot of, I guess, old misconceptions about outsourcing, and it's a different beast now, right, than it used to be.
Yeah, it really is. I think that if we all think of call center experiences, right, a lot of people have got horror stories about that. So a little short history of the world. Outsourcing pretty much started, like technology outsourcing pretty much started around the 90s, and that's when your telecommunication providers set up operations in foreign countries to reduce their costs, right? And a lot of that was aimed at consumers. So, you know, if you bought a cell phone, they didn't want to spend a lot of money on supporting you when something went wrong with your cell phone. So they would use offshore labor to deliver customer service. I'm using inverted commas here because a lot of people didn't have a great experience. That was the 90s. That was 30 years ago, right, that was happening. And there was no maturity there. And it was really just like large companies, large enterprises just shipping jobs overseas to save some costs on these sort of commodity products. 30 years is a long time. A lot of maturity has been injected into those markets since then. A lot of communication skills have improved dramatically. In fact, I saw someone on Reddit the other day saying that they have an offshore technician, and he said the level of capability and skill is scary. And it's comparable to an onshore resource, right? And it's the way I see it. I mean, we wouldn't hire anyone that we thought was not comparable and not able to deliver to the same standard as a Westerner. So, yeah, a lot has changed in that space, and I think it's time to dispel that myth about quality. And quality of communication is another big one as well, in terms of the infrastructure wasn't there, right? So you're on that phone call and it's like big delays, you know, there's that crackling sound in the background. A lot has changed, right? There's fiber optic running underneath the ocean. There's satellite technology. There's redundancy in these internet links. It's a very, very mature marketplace now compared to what it was back then.
That certainly makes a lot of sense, James. And the world has definitely moved on, and technology and sophistication of services and all that sort of stuff is great. But in order to outsource, it still means an MSP has got to give up a lot of control and sort of hand over things that they've normally taken care to look after themselves. And there's always that worry. So I guess it really brings us to this topic of customer success. But it's a two-part thing, right? Like there's got to be a willingness to give up some control. But then you've also got to like have a process for managing customers through the transition.
Yeah, man. Well, are you giving up control? I mean, for me, we weren't in control. Right. In that, when we were a smaller MSP, we weren't in control. We couldn't control how the day went because there were just too many variables. There were no systems in place. There was no procedures in place. There was staff that were inconsistent in terms of being where they needed to be and being on their game at the right time. Right. So I don't think it's giving up control. I think it's taking control of a particular element of your business, hopefully all of your business. Right. So as far as that side of things, what we set out to do at Benchmark and what we always say at Benchmark is you are always in control. You choose how to engage with us. You choose how much rope you want to give us in terms of executing on your behalf. But what I will say is that every single partner we've worked with has more control now, right? They have the consistency of the phone's always answered 24 hours a day. They have the delivery in place 24 hours a day. And now they're more of an exception manager rather than having to kind of put out fires all day, every day, and being stretched in different directions. So how does that translate into customer success? Something that we hear a lot is, well, I don't know how my customer is going to respond to talking to a different individual maybe offshore, right? A different individual at the other end of the line, aren't they going to balk at that? And I think that it's a common fear, and I understand it, but I think it's all about understanding that your customer should not be buying you personally to solve any and all technical issues for you. You are their advisor, and that you have put a system in place to make sure that when exceptions occur, i.e. the printer doesn't work, the server is down, the Office 365 login's not working, that you have a system and people in place to solve that problem, right? And that's a whole communication process that needs to be gone through, because otherwise, if you don't do that, whether you outsource or whether you insource, how will you ever scale? It's impossible, right? If the customer always believes that you are the oracle and you are the only sole person that can solve their IT issues, your business will never grow. That's a fact. That's a fact. And there are thousands and thousands of MSPs out there that if they don't make that leap to putting other people toward these tasks, the business will never grow.
So if you take that leap of faith that you're going to outsource or add more people, which is really going to be a change for the way your customer has been used to dealing with you, how do you manage that? What kind of strategies do you put in place to make sure it's a smooth and positive experience for them and you?
Yeah. We talked a lot about mindset in one of the earlier podcasts, and I think that's important about stepping into your value as the leader. If you're listening to this and you're the leader of your organization, stepping into your value as a leader of a company and stepping your company into its value as a company, not an individual, right? And I think that's really important. And, you know, I could talk for hours about mindset and getting to the right mindset. But what we need to be conveying to our clients is that they're buying a service, not an individual. It's really common for an end customer to say, I just want Alan to work on my issue because Alan knows my system, right? Well, that's a danger. That's a danger for your customer, and that's a danger for you and your business. What we want to be conveying in those circumstances is this type of issue that you've raised today, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, is in fact a documented issue, and anyone in our organization can solve that problem for you. There may be a learning curve in terms of them familiarizing themselves with you, but the value that we bring to your business is that we're always available and there is always a team member, not just Alan, that can solve this problem for your company. At an individual level, sometimes you've got to put out those little spot fires. You know, there's that one customer that says, I just demand that you work a certain way. So now we're working in a dictatorship, right, where this one customer determines which people you employ and which people work on their system. That's a really big problem, makes it really hard to scale. So you need to be able to kind of put out those exceptions as quickly as possible. Something that we did with Benchmark is that we started to develop communication tools for our partners' customers. So we have a Benchmark 101 program. It's a Teams chat. People, when they sign up with Benchmark, they join the Teams chat and we provide some resources to them, because I feel like this is something that needs to be dealt with from the top down, not just at the spot fire level. So an example of that might be a document that goes out that explains how your support process works and outlines your capabilities as a company. So you say, we're a managed service provider. These are the things we do. These are the ways to get in contact with us. These are the expectations in terms of timeframes. Like, this type of issue might take an hour, that type of issue might take a day, you know, those sort of things. But having a very clear piece of communication that starts at the president level of the company, the director level of the company, the general manager level, and trickles down to all of the employees, right, in that organization. So they know, hey, there's a new way to do business with this company, but we're going to get a more effective outcome because there are more people, there's more rhythm, there's more consistency.
I mean, obviously with your important customers, it's critical that you do kind of stay on top of things though, right? During that transition process, because, you know, people are learning and are onboarding. So there's probably likely to be one or two hiccups, and you should, you know, at least be able to kind of intervene where you can, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, I said this in an earlier podcast. I don't care if a customer calls me on my cell phone. Even if it's just an opportunity to educate them that, hey, you've called the wrong number and I'll track this issue for you because you've personally phoned me and interrupted me, right? That I will track this issue for you, but I'm not going to be the one that's going to solve the issue for you. I'll follow up and make sure that it was done to our company's standards and your company's standards. But it's a great opportunity to just have that conversation, right? You know, the something that we see a lot, something I'm guilty of, have been guilty of in the past, is when a customer sort of reaches out and says, oh, I just prefer you work on this, and immediately just kind of you go and undermine your employee and you go and do the task that the customer asked you to do. I think that's a huge danger. Like whether you're outsourcing or you're employing a bunch of people, you need to give them the opportunity to succeed in their role, right? The outsource provider or the insource resource, you need to give them an opportunity to actually succeed. What you're saying to your customer is, I'm always in control. Like I'm the person that's shaking hands with your business. I'm the person that's put these systems in place. I'm the person that's put these resources in place. And so I want to make sure that they're done effectively, but I'm not going to be the one that's going to jump in every time you send an email or give me a call on my cell phone. I'm just not going to do that, because I think we've got to speak really, really honestly about this, Patrick. How can you be the best for your customer? So as the leader of your business, how can you be the most effective for your customer if you're being distracted day in, day out by all of these nuances? The phone rings, you pick it up. The email comes through, pick it up. You're jumping into tickets. Then you're not thinking about your customer at the level that you need to be thinking about them, right? And so for me, I've said this before, I'm obsessed with the customer. I want to talk to the customer. I want to be involved. But if I'm being distracted by all these little things that can be done by somebody else, I'm just not thinking about them at a strategic level. I'm just firefighting for them. And eventually that reaches its limits, right? It just, at some point, you're not as highly valued by the customer because you're not really bringing anything new to them. You're just the, you're just a janitor, right? Potentially. And so, you know, I think that getting the concept of stepping in as a leader, stepping up so that your customer knows that they're doing business with a company, with a brand that has a system, is a much stronger play to make in your marketplace.
And stepping in as a leader, you know, not just for your customer, also means stepping in as a leader for your people, be they inside or outside your organization, and actually giving them the tools and the documentation or whatever they need, or even a little bit of time, particularly up front, so that they can actually deliver for you well.
Yeah,
like it's no good to just like throw it all over the fence and say, well, you deal with it, particularly if you were very hands-on. You have to give the people, you know, what they need to like take the ball and run with it, right?
100%. Yeah, and we talked a little bit before, I think in a previous episode, about MSPs predominantly rely on the heroics of their employees or the heroics of themselves in order to execute day in, day out, right? What we mean by that is the systems and processes are unclear, and so we just rely on the intelligence and the brawn, right, of our individual employees. And I don't know one scaled organization, I don't know one successful organization that doesn't have standardized systems and processes for people to follow. They don't leave these kind of things to chance. They don't expect everyone to be an expert at a very broad range of things. They box these things up so that things can be executed efficiently and consistently for the customer. They review those systems and they improve them. So something that we do a benchmark is we go through this 15-day onboarding process and we point out the blind spots. So we say, like, you've got documentation, but there's a little gap here, a gap here. Would you mind if we fill those blanks in, or can you fill the blanks in for us? Because we don't want to rely on heroics. We don't want to leave anything to chance. We just want whoever picks up that ticket or that task or that call, we want them to communicate the same way that you would, right? We want this to be done really effectively. And so I think it's a very, very important aspect of it, definitely.
All right, so let's summarize. Three most important things to keep in mind when it comes to customer success and outsourcing.
Well, I think the big one is, and probably the most challenging one, Patrick, is getting into that mindset of you are a business, not an individual, that your customers are not forming an affinity with one particular individual, be that you or one of your employees, that they're forming an affinity with the brand and the systems that you use to keep their IT up and running 24 hours a day. I think the second thing is having some sort of collateral to back that up. Something that we provide a benchmark is some documents that you can present to your customer and say, here is how we go about making sure that we're consistent as a business, serving your business. And I think the third thing is giving anyone, whether this is an individual thing, whether you've got a team of people and you just want to level them up, or whether you're using an outsourcing provider, is giving that provider enough scope and not undermining the process. You know, if we're stepping in and saying, oh, it's okay, oh, sorry, Mary, I'll do that for you, right? Immediately Mary forms an opinion, well, the only person that can really do this effectively is you. And as a result, everybody else is diminished, right? And something we talk a lot with our partners about is stating that you're in control, letting the customer know that you are 100% owning every single transaction that comes through your business. You are the person that's on the hook for that, but that you have engaged individuals and you have implemented systems and processes so that you can deliver this efficiently around the clock for their business.
Thanks, James.
Thank you, Patrick.
So our next episode, we're going to talk a little about taking control. We've talked a lot about getting ready so that you can grow and getting a few things in place like outsourcing and having a different mindset. So really now it's about looking to the future and what you can do differently really within your day to make sure that you've got the best chance for success. So with that, we'll say bye for today.
See ya.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you'd like to get your own copy of Infinite Scale, just go to benchmark365.com. And if you have any comments, feedback, or suggestions for future podcast episodes, just drop us a line at hello@benchmark365.com. Thanks for listening.